In his Angelus address for the second Sunday of Advent, Pope Benedict XVI recalled the continuous attacks against Christians and Muslims in Iraq, clashes in Egypt with casualties, and the victims of human traffickers and criminals such as the Eritreans seized in the Sinai Desert, asking us all to hear God's voice that resonates in the desert of the world today.
The liturgy of the second Sunday in Advent invites us to prepare our hearts for the great mystery of the Incarnation.
Thousands of families had flocked to St. Peter's Square, despite the rigid winter chill, to see the towering Christmas tree, still bare of decorations, which had been lifted into position earlier this week beside the nativity scene. Small children crowded around the barriers that conceal the work in progress, hoping to catch a glimpse of this year's recreation of Bethlehem in the heart of the Vatican. As the bells sounded noon, the Pope appeared at his window, calling on the faithful to hear God's voice echoing in the wilderness of the world through the Holy Scriptures.
May Jesus, born of the Virgin Mary, grant us his grace, so that during this time of Advent, we may grow even more faithful to his unfailing love.
Inspired by the Gospel of the day, he recalled the figure of St. John the Baptist, who, according to Isaiah's famous prophecy, withdrew into the wilderness of Judea and, through his preaching, called the people to repent in order to be ready for the imminent coming of the Messiah. He continued that even today, in the desert of the world, we must hear the voice of God. And quoting a much-loved theologian, Romano Guardini, Pope Benedict said, "Our salvation is based on a coming. The Saviour came from the freedom of God, so the choice of faith consists in welcoming he who comes." He added, "The Redeemer comes to each man in his joys and anxieties, in his certainties, in his doubts and temptations, in all that constitutes his nature and his life." And revealing the relevancy of this gospel, the Holy Father concluded with a strong appeal.
Come continua attentati che si verificano in Iraq, agli scontri in Egitto, come il dramma degli ostaggi eritrei.
He said, "In this Advent season, in which we are all called to nurture our awaiting the coming of the Lord and to welcome him among us, I invite you all to pray for all situations of violence, intolerance and suffering in the world, that the coming of Jesus may bring consolation, reconciliation and peace. Our prayer to the Lord and our solidarity can bring hope to those who are suffering."
I wish you all a pleasant stay in Rome and a blessed Sunday.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.